tonight, the Bush administration is insisting that it will not be deterred by one of the boldest strikes yet against U.S. interests in Iraq. As we've been reporting today, several rockets struck Baghdad's al-Rashid Hotel, the same hotel where Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz was staying. Now, Wolfowitz survived unhurt, but an American colonel was killed and at least 17 people were injured. Later, two more explosions shook the same area of Baghdad, though we have no word on casualties there. NPR's Jackie Leiden filed this report.
Helicopters circled the al-Rashid Hotel this morning. The pockmarked western side of this hotel, once Baghdad's finest, was hit by up to 8 rockets just below where Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz was spending the night during his 3-day stay in Iraq. Hotels like the Rashid are protected from car bombs by huge concrete walls, and the entire Green Zone, which houses the hotel, the Coalition Provisional Authority headquarters, a field hospital, and press center, are all inside those walls. But many of the big hotels are considered vulnerable to rocket attack. And shortly after 6 o'clock in the morning, one came from just 400 meters away. Specialist Thomas Reed Stanley Sr. was among the first rescuers called to the scene.
Well, we were woken up by the sounds of the rockets. At first, we didn't know what they were. You know, we're not looking outside. So we just see, you know, hear these rounds coming in.
As part of the quick reaction force assigned to protect the Coalition Provisional Authority, Stanley found himself inside the hotel, charging up the stairway. There was so much smoke at first he couldn't see across the street. On the 11th floor of the hotel, just one floor below where Mr. Wolfowitz had been staying, Specialist Stanley found a severely wounded man.
Pretty major wounds to the face, to his hands and wrists, couple major wounds to his legs, and then all up on his upper torso, a lot of shrapnel. Looks like he took a direct hit inside his room.
When the smoke had cleared, one American soldier had died and 11 Americans were wounded, including 4 military personnel. 4 other non-Americans were also wounded. 2 Iraqi troops assigned to the CPA actually saw the improvised rocket launcher dropped off in a nearby park and raced to apprehend whoever had left it there. Both Iraqis were wounded when the rockets went off. The blue metal box, made to look like one of Baghdad's ubiquitous generators on a small trailer, contained a number of rockets. It was detonated by a remote timer. But Brigadier General Martin Dempsey, who commands the 1st Armored Division assigned to guard Baghdad, called it a primitive device.
I've heard the term sophisticated bantied about. I wouldn't sign up for that. I'd say clever, perhaps. We don't know exactly how many of them were loaded. We know that when we came upon the trailer, 11 of these missiles remained and had not discharged, either for electrical or mechanical failure.
The U.S. Army had to defuse 2 booby traps in the wheel wells of the trailer. This attack leaves open the central question of how well the U.S. military is doing protecting Baghdad and securing Iraq. A visibly shaken Mr. Wolfowitz appeared hastily at a dawn press conference to condemn the attacks.
We have steadily growing numbers of Iraqis fighting alongside us for a free Iraq. We are getting the job done despite the desperate acts of a dying regime of criminals.
This is not the first time the al-Rashid Hotel has been hit. Last month, the hotel was fired on, but the assault did no damage. As of Sunday evening, all the hundreds of people staying at the al-Rashid had to find other places to live. Photographer Tom Hartwell had his suitcase packed. He wasn't sure where he was going to spend the night.
Nobody knows, but a lot of people are saying they're not going to go back there, you know. And I think that's, you know, kind of the feeling now because, you know, the last attack, nobody was injured. They left us in there. This time, there were casualties. And I think for a lot of people, they're not going back, you know. I think most people took all their stuff.
The FBI is now helping on the investigation. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, Baghdad.